Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know, do some of the things that you used to be able to do to slow offenses down. Now it's all about the offense in the NFL. So Dirk Koetter, I mean, this will be one of those things where, you know, at least in Atlanta, you know, I think some of the legacy of Dirk Koetter and, you know, how successful he was really goes into this year. You know, this will be one of those things that when Falcons fans look back on the offensive coordinator tenure of Dirk Koetter, you know, this is going to be the year, I think, that kind of swings that one way or another to say, okay, this was pretty successful, or, okay, we won some games, we weren't great, and the offense, you know, was okay for all of it. So we shall see. Lots of weapons, lots of guys from the first round. All right, when we get back, there was a study that was done that polled the FBS athletic directors and got their opinion where they said they think that immediate pay cuts and things like that need to be made. My response is, duh. We'll talk about that next and some of the ramifications of this. It is the John Chuckman Show, hanging out with you on a Thursday, Sports Radio 910 The Game, and on the Radio.com app.
I'd like to, yeah. Oh.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you here on a Thursday night, 404-741-0929. That is our phone line. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We encourage you to download the Radio.com app. Best way to listen to us nowadays when you're not in the car, have the app on one of your smart devices like your phone or your smart speakers or your turntable or boombox or 8-track player, Sega Genesis, whatever you got for a device, download it on to that. Follow us on social media. Station's at 929TheGame. Give me a follow on Twitter at JMCH316, at JMCH316. He is spinning all the hits back there in studio at JarvisD90. Jamie Pollard, who is the athletic director for the Fightin' Dave Archers of Iowa State, met with the media, as many of these ADs are doing, in a teleconference call. And one of the things that he made clear was the fact that Iowa State's athletics department will not be seeking financial relief from the university, from state government, or anywhere else that involves public money. He said the department will clean up its own fallout from the cancellation of the basketball tournament and also from what he calls freewheeling expenditures during much better financial times. But then went on to say, unless there's a complete shutdown of the 2020 football season. Because if that happens, quote, that's a complete game changer. Okay? So now there was a survey that was done. And they surveyed all 130 athletic directors in FBS athletics. This was put on by an organization called Lead One. It's an organization that represents the 130 FBS NCAA athletic directors, and also TeamWorks, which provides internal communication software for many college sports programs. And some of the things that they found is that 40% of the respondents said that they believe that high earners should voluntarily offer to make a personal financial sacrifice. And we're seeing that. You know, the Iowa State athletic director said he, along with staff, are taking 10% or more pay cuts. Now, understand, the athletic director for Iowa State makes $757,000 a year. So He'll still make in the $600,000 range when all is said and done, but he's going to take a pay cut. By the way, too, we forgot to mention this last time. NCAA President Mark Emmert has informed his membership that he and the other top executives of the association are taking a 20% pay cut as well, which I guess is a good thing considering that they're a nonprofit organization, right? I mean, you would think that's the least they could do. Anyway, without being sarcastic or smarmy about all of that. The one number that I thought was fascinating that they came out with a survey, first of all, two things, I guess. 70% of the respondents said that their worst-case scenarios would involve a revenue decrease of not more than 20%, okay? There was a group that said that it could be as much as 30% as far as a revenue loss out there, but most respondents thought it would be 20% or a little bit less. What's also fascinating is more than 55% of respondents said that their programs don't have a financial reserve to help them through this situation. Now, it was brought up that Old Dominion canceled their wrestling program today, and they blame it basically on budgetary losses and the fact that with the coronavirus, they're not going to have the kind of money to support this type of program. And they're not going to be the last. They're not going to be the last of these programs that cut sports. And this goes back to our discussion about Kirk Herbstreit in his comments about the idea of that he doesn't believe that there'll be a college football season. And my biggest reason as to why that there will be is because the financial burden of not having a collegiate football season. And you hear these stats about how most universities are reporting that they don't have a surplus. I'm sure they have some money. But to replenish the well by not having football is virtually impossible. And if you want a recipe for how you will kill lots of collegiate athletic sports on programs, have football go away. We talked about this, I think, last week, or maybe this week, but there was a very interesting graphic by, I think his name is Ross Dellinger, who's a college football writer, who talked about his time at LSU. And I want to say it was for the 2017-2018 fiscal year that these numbers came out. But on LSU's campus, there are only three sports, and I forget what the total number is, but we know it has to be a minimum of 14. There was only three sports that actually had a profit and not a loss. Baseball was one. They made about $58,000, a little $57,000 and some change. Is what they profited. Basketball had like a 1.6 or 1.8 profit margin that they were operating off of. And then football was like $35 million or some ridiculous number. It's in the 20s, the 30s of millions of dollars is what their profit is for all of that. So when you talk about the impact of football on an entire athletic department, it's massive. And the ADs, without saying by name, are kind of telling you these things that, hey, we can operate to a certain degree, but if we start losing football revenue, all bets are off and things are going to change. And we talked about watching this proposal that's going through about cutting back the minimum number of sports offered on Division I campuses from 14 down to 10, whereas right now you have to have 7 men and 7 women athletic sports that are offered, or it's 6 men and 8 women. There's talk about that number coming down to 10. And you can bet that there'll be schools that if it does come down to 10, that will be all that they'll have. That will be what their maximum is, not just their minimum as far as number of programs. So when you read numbers and you look at the landscape of what some of these athletic directors are saying, it does make a lot of sense that, listen, football's got to happen. Now, maybe they push it back a little bit. It starts a little bit later, ends a little bit later. There'll be some logistic things because certainly Labor Day weekend when everybody's off, and here at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium and the Chick-fil-A kickoff. I mean, there's a lot of hurdles and hoops that would have to be worked through. And I also think, too, it wouldn't surprise me if college football comes back and there's not people in the stands. Now, that would be weird looking to see collegiate football with no fans to it. That would feel like a practice on a Tuesday afternoon or something, closed off to the media. So, you know, the financial hardships for some of these schools, if football doesn't happen, is such a reason that leads me to believe that we will get football, and maybe sooner rather than later. If there's one sport that may try to push things forward and get things going quicker, it may just be football, because the financial ramifications, especially for, you know, some of these collegiate programs that rely so heavily on football, and obviously that's where they make their profit. They soak up and absorb some of these other sports and things like that because football brings in so much revenue that it can prop up some of these other sports. If that revenue's not there, there's no propping up of anything for these colleges or for these collegiate athletic departments. There's no propping any of that up at that point. So this is one of those things to keep watching. You know, we joke about stories that go on page five, you know, that we talk about here before they get to page one. This is one of those kinds of stories that's out there to watch and see if, you know, more schools take Old Dominion's lead and some things get cut here and there, some programs get removed and things like that, or if some of these schools are able to ride it out. You know, the NCAA is not going to make nearly as much of a donation as what it usually does. And I say donation in kind of air quotes, but they're not going to have as much money to give to these guys. So it's a lot to think about, you know, and it just, as much as we love it as fans, these schools rely on it immensely to help fund their athletic department. All right, when we get back, you know what time it's going to be. It's going to be time for that Love TKO. We'll get things wrapped up here on the John Chuckwa Show. We're hanging out with you here on a Thursday night, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and on the radio.com app.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.